please.
Next application is case number 11559, the application of Laura Ritter. An application located northwest of Route 285 Beaver Dam Road, approximately 1/4 mile south of Route 280B, Conley Chapel Road. 911 address of 22114 Ritter Lane, Harbison, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 10, Parcel 103.04. Requesting a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment. Gentlemen, on this application, we received one letter of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. The letter of support came from the Episcopal Parish of the All Saints Church. And they wrote the case number. They could not attend tonight's meeting. Mrs. Ritter's most immediate neighbors, the church, is writing in support of her request and have no objections. And that was signed by Reverend Max J. Wolf, rector. So I have a short question.
Okay. Where's the site plan?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Laura Ritter. We live at 22114 Ritter Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay. Brad Ritter. We live at 22114 Ritter Lane, Harbison.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do. I do.
Thank you.
Okay. We have the handout that he's given you. It's just some pictures. Basically, we built a 3-car garage with a small apartment on the back of it for my mother, who is declining health. It's all handicap accessible, and it was just to get her closer to us. She lives in Millsboro right now, and it takes me over a half hour to get to her because of traffic in Millsboro, so we built that. So she was close to us, and I could get to her and take care of her as needed. And I got a letter in the mail showing a picture taken through a window down my 700-foot driveway of the stove that we have in the apartment. I don't know why a stove is a problem in an apartment for a senior citizen, but that's why we're here. But you can see from the exhibit, the top picture there is the garage, and the apartment is on, as you're looking at it, it's on the right side. This is our house and the garage there. The property maps that I've shown in green, that is the property that we're on, which is 7.77 acres. And directly in front of us is 57 acres that we also own. The church is at the very end up against Beaver Dam Road here. The next two properties going down the line are owned by my husband's uncle, and then the next two properties we own. We also own the properties across the street. It's all family there. We have no close neighbors, as you can see from the pictures on the next page. I did Google Earth printouts. We sit way back against the woods. There's woods all behind us, and there's water behind us. We will never have any neighbors on that side because of the way the property is laid out. We own the 57 acres in front of us, so we'll never have any neighbors there. Our closest neighbors are graveyard residents, and I really don't think they're going to complain. The panoramic view of our property showing, you know, how the iPhones can do the panoramic view. So I took the whole thing. This shows our grain bins, our farm storage building, then our house and the garage, and then looking down the driveway. And if you look really close there, you can see the church building there. We're not impacting anybody. So
Can I say something?
See the problem.
Yes, Mr. Lane.
You raised a question about the stoop. You received a letter of violation from the department making reference to the stoop, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Your building permit that was obtained on June 9th of 14 said you were building a detached garage. Mm-hmm. It also noted on permit details that there'd be no cooking facilities. The stove is definitely a cooking facility because you were basically creating a guest house, which has to be hooked up to the same utilities, and it cannot have any cooking facilities. The inspector went in based on a complaint and found that there was cooking facilities in that facility.
Who complained?
I don't have any record of a complaint. It came from the inspector. Okay. You have to have the same electrical meter. That's all required. Electric, septic, everything has to be hooked up into the same system.
It is.
The method that you're applying now corrects it. And you can have a stove in that facility because you're applying for a garage studio apartment. Because the apartment's larger than 800 square foot, you're also applied for a variance. So both of those, this application, if it's approved, will correct the situation of the violation.
Okay, I was not told about the square footage requirement, but right at 1,000 square feet.
Garage studio apartment says 800 square feet. You still have to apply for it.
Okay.
But then since you went over 800, you also applied for variance, which is what you did correctly to get it in the right order to apply.
All right.
And the pictures help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like I'm building a migrant worker camp or anything. It's just a place for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done very tastefully, architecturally, in line with the house. It looks nice. I mean, you can see it from Beaver Dam Road, but you have to look for it. It sits way back against the woods. In fact, the garage apartment, I did the measurement using Google Earth today. It's 654 feet back. Our house is 700 feet back from Beaver Dam Road.
Is your mother a cook?
No.
She's not?
She's just an old-fashioned... She's a very good cook, but she's not a professional cook.
Well, I was wondering, with the stove, could she use a microwave, maybe?
She does microwave some stuff, but she likes to cook her own meals. She's still stubbornly independent.
She likes to cook from scratch. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, she's...
And she is my mother-in-law, and I really don't want her over every night for dinner. I'm sorry. I love her to death, but...
Send her dinner many nights,
First person I've heard for all night.
You know, there's close, and then
there's too close. Yes.
So where are you sleeping tonight?
Oh, I don't have a problem. It's all right, good. Okay. Until we walk out of here.
All right. Mm. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got a question, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Good, Mr. Up, and then I'll call for it.
The size of this, is it a handicap accessible area? So does it need to be a little larger so she can navigate around with a wheelchair and whatnot?
It's all been made with 36-inch doorways. It's all ground level so that from the carport there, she just goes right in. The bathroom is much larger than usual. It's like 12 feet, and I think it's 8 feet the other way. Has the walk-in tub like you see advertised on TV with the safe step, the door that opens, and you go in and sit down. It's the shower in there that you can just roll right in when she gets to the point that she needs a wheelchair.
Okay.
It's all flat floor. There's no... seams or lips or anything like that. There's no carpet.
It's just a concrete slab with linoleum down.
So you've got a wider hallways, wider doors, larger bathrooms so that she can navigate around there. So a need for a variance for that extra space is, that's kind of what you're asking for today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second question I had was, one of the components for a garage studio apartment is that you have a parking space that's available for it. I know you've got 57 acres, I think I saw. Will you have a parking space available for?
Yeah, in fact, the picture there shows her car in her carport. She has a dark blue car, and it's right in the carport.
Okay. She can just pull the car right up, open the door to the apartment, and walk right in.
Good.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers, do you have any more?
So you say that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, right?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills, you have any further?
Yes, you stated earlier that it was 1,000 square feet?
Right at 1,000. The garage itself is 40 wide, and her bathroom is 12 feet, and the bedroom's 14.6, so that makes it 26.
26?
The other way.
Yeah.
So whatever that works out to be.
Okay, because on the application, you applied for a 400-square-foot variance, and you're not planning on adding on. Is that correct?
No. It's done.
It's done.
And for the record, 26 by 40 is 1,040 square feet.
Mr. Mills, on the permit, it says mother-in-law suite 30 by 40. So is that... You think it's 30 by 40, or do you think it's...
I know it's 40 width-wise.
It's 40.
I know it's 12 and, 14. Maybe with the 6-inch wall thickness, maybe it makes it up to 30.
That was based on the building permit.
It's close.
40 with a 14 by 24 deck and a porch. Yeah.
It's close.
But you don't intend to add on?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. So the variance could be for 400, up to 400 as is, as opposed to making you determine right now how big it is. There are five standards for granting a variance that you have to convince the board that you meet. And can you do that for us?
You can tell me.
Okay, when you filled out your application, there was a piece of paper in there that said that, you know, explain what the five standards were and that you would have to convince the board you meet those five standards.
They did not give me any papers. In fact, they took the paper that I was mailed. It was a man in the planning and zoning office, a younger guy.
Him in the back?
You signed a piece of paper, and it stated what those they were and that...
From tonight, I've heard does not affect the neighbors.
Okay. There may be some in the back if you...
There's some in the back. Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Over there in the back, sir.
Yeah, I think on that back table.
Why don't you...
Do you want to have some time to, after you look at that, to get ready to be able to answer him, or after he brings it up to you?
I'm sure I can go right down the list
okay.
and answer.
No, I just want to let you know, ma'am, it's what we did with the other gentleman, so if you want to...
You get that?
Unique circumstances, yes. It's for my mom, who is handicapped, and she needs to go in that because can't get to her where she's at. Exceptional difficulty there again because she's handicapped. Property will not be developed. Yes, variance is necessary for reasonable use. Old lady needs a stove to be able to cook.
Well, the variance is for the additional space. It's not for a stove.
That's for a stove.
Effect on surroundings. Does it affect the essential character of the neighborhood? Well, you can see from the picture it's rather nice looking, I think. Substantially or permanently impair appropriate use? No. Detrimental public welfare? No.
We explained to the gentleman earlier yes and no answers are not.
Okay.
Would you like more time to prepare?
Well, the public welfare will not be impacted by our variance on the size. Okay. This is the least modification possible of the regulations. I think approximately 1,000 square foot is an appropriate one-bedroom apartment for a senior citizen. Yes. The variance is necessary to afford relief for my mother. It gives her a sufficient place to live. And that's the same question, the least modifications possible for the regulation, same one as before. this exception does not adversely affect adjacent neighboring properties. It won't affect them at all. There are no other requirements applicable, which I'm aware of.
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Ms. Sharp, did you have any questions?
No questions.
Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Chair, I make a motion to take case number 11559 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
We got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickard that we take case number 11559 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,559 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.